It takes a village. Believe it or not, the right kind of help is out there. You need to find it. This will become more and more evident as your network grows larger and larger. Seeking and finding knowledgeable and experienced professionals is critical. Not doing anything will be the biggest mistake that you can make. Schizophrenia or any other mental illness left untreated is very dangerous. Parents, let me reiterate, this is not the time to bury your head in the sand. If you do not force yourself to get out there and network, research, and advocate for your child in the school system, no one else will do it. Forming a team around your child is imperative. A knowledgeable child and adolescent psychiatrist can write prescriptions for appropriate medications if necessary. A psychologist can help with behavior challenges and interventions. A social worker can assist you with locating and assessing community resources, resources that can help support the entire family as well as the child. There are also resources available to you. Don't try to walk this walk alone. You, by yourself, cannot move this mountain. I'm a parent of a child with a disability. I know. We parents try to be superman or superwoman. Take all of the support you are offered. There may be respite services available where some qualified person supervises your child for you so that you can relax or have the time to attend to other life priorities. Even if the respite is only 10 or 20 hours a week, take advantage of the services. I reiterate, parents, I was kind of slow to get respite and to get help because we parents, we try to do everything. So please, I urge you, take a few minutes, even if it's 5 hours per week, to sit alone and think and do something for yourself. Good day, guys. Let's move on.